Indeed, we have a great opportunity to learn the dua after Azan as well as the words of the Azan. Well, that brings us now to our very esteemed Mufti Sahib, who's going to be joining us. And once again, today's tafsir is from Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55 from the glorious Qur'an Kareem. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning on this 8th day of Rabiul Akhir 1447.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم حافظ وادي جزاك الله خيرا our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa and 90% of the cities, countries of the world. Today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter number 55 and verses number 48 to verse number 55. And what are we going to discuss? Everything to do with Jannat al-Firdaus. Did you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, say and repeat after me now? Allahumma inni as'aluka. Allahumma inni as'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Oh Allah Jalla wala, I am begging you, begging thee. And when we read the plural, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Oh Allah, we are begging thee for the highest and the greatest places there in Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, ameen. So what will we find there beyond our perception, comprehension? Chapter 55, verse number 48. Zawata afnan. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, every person who enters Jannah and Paradise with the grace and mercy of Allah, minimum he or she will receive two gardens of Paradise. So in both these gardens, Zawata Afnan, there are so many branches. Meaning, they will give you shade wherever you are. There will not be any intense heat or anything. Because in Jannah, everything is what? According to our worm's fancies and desires and so forth. So the next surah, and that is, you must remember, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56, Almighty Allah speaks of this. وَذِلِّمْ مَمْدُودِ. And in Jannah, you will get the shade for long, long periods. You must remember that. You will travel for days and nights, and it will be shade and shade and shade. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Chapter number 56 and verse number 30 it is. So there we see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala showing us that. So the Wata Afanan, in both these gardens you will find so many branches and so forth of the trees. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence you human being and jinnat, the invisible creation, created from that smokeless fire. So which of the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah will you deny and reject? So the true Muslim will say, Amantu Billah. I believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and all the articles of faith obviously will be included. La bi shay'in min ni'matika rabbana nukadhib. Nothing of your bounties do we reject, O our sustainer, narisha rabbana, means ya rabbana. So imagine we should try and read that as well, because we know in Surah Al-Rahman, this verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is repeated 31 times, remember. The Surah comprises 78 verses. And فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is repeated 31 times. Thereafter, now Allah speaks about what's going to happen at the bottom. فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ in that Jannah and Paradise, in both of them, these gardens of Paradise, عَيْنَان, the springs and the fountains and what have you, the water will be تَجْرِيَانِ and will be flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing, gushing out, and one's name will be سَلْسَبِيل, the other one's name will be تَسْنِيم. For those of you, this is story time quickly. For those of you who want to understand al-fiqh al-hanbali, the fiqh of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, rahimahullah, this is 1983. How many years ago now? More than 40 years ago. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So now I was in the Haram Sharif. I took my mother, my wife, because my father passed away in 82, so after my mother's iddat and what have you, so I told her, come, we take you for Umrah and everything, you will feel much better. So there was a big sheikh, Sheikh Salih al-Balayhi. So I used to sit in his dars and lessons every day in Makkah. So then when he used to finish, I used to walk with him, ask him some questions. So he asked me, from where you come? So I told him, Junubi Africa. So he said, oh. So I told him, man, Sheikh, you have to give me some kitabs. You know, we don't have all these books. So he gave me a wonderful book, you see that. As-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil. So all of you who want to understand the Hanbali fiqh, the fiqh of the Hanbalis, this is a masterpiece, excellent book. As-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil. Another good thing about this book, yeah, he will tell you the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis is there, and the Malikis and the Hanafis and everybody, and many places he'll tell you about Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, and so forth. The copy he gave me, the 1983, alhamdulillah, he passed away after that, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So remember that it is in three volumes, As-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil. So I consulted many a time, you see that. So fihima aynani tajriyan. So in both these gardens there will be that springs, and from that springs the water will be gushing out, pure water, no blemish, no pollution, no balazia, nothing of that sort there. And they will have a name also, tasneem, your wife's name, your daughter's name, tasneem. So these are one of the streams of Jannah. And there can be other ones. Salsabil. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties of Almighty Allah will you deny, will you reject, O human being and jinnat? فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. And in both these gardens of Jannah, you will find all types of fruits, and they will be in pairs. You see that? Some will be this color, some will be that color, all different, male, female, and so forth. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily, Allah has power over everything. We have to wait for the season. My favorite fruit is mangoes. Make a big mess here on my beard and everything. So that is where the real taste is, especially if that mangoes come from Komatipur. Aprinada moharu lage. You see that? So we're waiting for December and January and all these kind of things there. So you know, in South Africa, when the real summer comes, we have the leeches, we have the mangoes, we have the watermelon, and all these type of things there. So there in Jannat, all the time it is available. And in Jannah, in paradise, you're not going to eat and drink because to remove and quench the thirst or remove the hunger. Nay, hasha wa kalla. There's no hunger there, there's no thirst there. You see, you invited us for a wonderful lunch or sumptuous supper and so forth. So now you gave us 7-course, 8-course, 9-course meal. Then you brought the pudding, the dessert and so forth. But we just ate such a wonderful meal. It is, alas, a real istilzaz. You're a connoisseur. You just taste it, you see. Let me taste this ice cream. Let me taste that pudding. Let me taste that dessert. So that is Jannah that will resonate with you. We are not hungry or thirsty, but Allah is honoring us because we are to you for Rahman. Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. Hospitality from Allah. We cannot go to Jannah without the mercy of Allah. So Allah says, you come to my Jannah because I am ghafur, I am of forgiving, I forgive your vices and sins. Rahim, I am very merciful. Beg Allah daily, chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses, envelopes everything and all things. So فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانٍ. And then, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانٍ. Those of you students who are just learning Arabic, so ala is the plural of ilan. So remember that one bounty, ilan. And Allah, that is the bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. So which one will you reject and deny, O human being and jinnat? Now they are in Jannah, muttaki'in, reclining. Ala furushim bata'inuha. So on the couches, you see that. You see, now we're having our family meeting, and now we're sitting there. So the father, the mother, the sons, the daughters, grandchildren, and we're all facing one another. That lounge suite is round, you see that? So in this world we see it. So what about Jannah? So Jannah is ma la aynun ra'at. No eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at. What no ear has ever heard about. Wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. And no mind can comprehend it. And there's no, it's beyond our comprehension, perception. Open Mishkat Sharif and so forth. That Allah Ta'ala speaks of it. You must remember that. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the bounties of Jannah and so forth in so many verses. But when the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was explaining this hadith, then the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read this verse. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No person will ever know here in this world what is hidden for him, what is kept in secret for him. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, the coolness of the eyes. كِنَايَةٌ أَنِ السُّرُورِ وَالْفَرَحِ. You see that? The joy and the delight and the ecstasy it will bring to him and her. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is the reward of your deeds and your actions. Chapter 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and verse number 17. So you call that istishhadan, that Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, use that to collaborate and to explore and to enforce. You must remember the argument. If people bring arguments, say, where in the Quran, so you quote this verse here. So a further dalil to substantiate and corroborate it. Muttaki'ina ala furushim bata'inuha min istabraq. So now they will be reclining on their couches. So on their sofas. So all that translation acceptable. Furushim, you saw the small meme there, you call that kalb, you see that? So you won't say fur if you're a furushin, you will say furushim, what a meme there. But inuha, so now you must remember that you who will be reclining there, the inner garment of yours that you'll be wearing. You see, I'm here in the studio, and I got my vest on. Junaid Mota is here, he got his vest on. So I got my kurta, and Junaid Mota, I see, he got a big jersey on. You see that? So one is bata'in, our inner garment, the lining. You know, you women, you'll know about the inner lining and that. So that inner lining and so forth, min istabarak, will be made of the thick type of silk, you see. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And the outer garment will also be of the silk, but the thin type of silk. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the noble Quran in Surah Kahf. Therefore, we are supposed to be reading Surah Kahf. And that is, you must remember, chapter number 18. So every Thursday night, Friday, we should read it, where Almighty Allah speaks of this. What will be the garments of the people in Jannah? You see, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُدُرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. Chapter number 18, Surah Kahf. Ghar, Ghar-e-Hira, that means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad cave. That's the difference between it. Chapter 18 and verse number 31. Allah says they will be adorned and embellished there in Jannah with the bracelets made of gold, genuine gold. And the clothing they will wear will be green color, made of silk, min sundusi wa istabarak. You see, sundus will be the thin one, and istabrak, the thick one. So remember, so the thin one will be the outer garment, and the thick one will be inside. Muttaki'ina fiha ala al-ara'ik, reclining there on their sofas and so forth. Ni'ma thawab, ni'ma thawab. How excellent is the reward given, offered, going from given to us by Almighty Allah directly. وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقَا. Excellent places, جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Chapter number 18, verse 31. So Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Bata'inuha min istabraq wa janal jannatayni da'at. Story time. I am born in Heidelberg, right? In the African township, location we used to call it. So our shop, then our house, then my neighbor, first neighbor, Baba, Abbas by Baba, Nali Ben and all of them, you see that? Two daughters there. Anyway, one was a Murtada, anyway, finish with that story. And one, you understand, was is there in Canada. Second one, you must remember, was Timol's. So they had this plum tree, you see. So we used to throw the stones and all that, so the plums must fall down, you see. So that is what people do, you must remember, there, yeah. In this world, you want this from this fruit, you climb the tree, or you just throw a stone or whatever. So now in Jannah, Allah Jalla Wala states, وَجَنَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانْ وَجَنَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانْ. And the two gardens that are there, they will be so near to you, the fruits of Jannah. Daan, qutufuha daniyah. You see that? The fruits of Jannah will be so near. So the ulama have written, yea, in this world, the roots are at the bottom and the fruits are on top. But in Jannah, you must remember, it will be the opposite, that what will happen? The roots will be on top, and remember, the fruits will be at the bottom, and so forth and so on. So that is what you must remember, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us how Allah's bounty is ever recurring, showering upon us. In Jannah, kutufuha fi jannatin aliyah, the gardens that are so exalted and so forth, and the fruits right near you, right in front of your mouth, you see that? So that Kudrat Ka Karishma, chapter 69, and verse number 20, 21, 22, 23. So you read all that. May Allah grant us that. So when you read about Jannah, then your love for Jannah must increase. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. And remember that which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will you reject and deny. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala preserve and protect our Iman. So many people today just think they can reject anything of Islam and so forth. Then they enter Murdat, as you will see now in the report back in this news views and that I'm giving you, that we will send out the article and you will see that you can't be playing with Sharia. Islam is not some pick and choose in some supermarket, you know. يا أيها الذين آمنوا دخلوا في السلم كافة. Enter into Islam in its totality and not pick and choose. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. And do not follow the footsteps of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. So remember that they are your open enemy, Satan, Shaitan and his followers and so forth. Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 208. So Islam is a serious business, remember that. Not something that we just do to fulfill our desires and whims and fancies. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. You want to please Allah and you want to please, you understand, Satan, Lucifer. That don't work in Islam. Allah protect us all. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today the 8th of Rabiul Akhir, 1447 in South Africa, the 9th of Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, in majority countries. Today is day number 726 in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 5 chutlas killed, you see that, and 11 of them injured. Our brothers, mashallah, in Baytul Lahmin in Bethlehem, they drove straight into the jutlas, you must remember that, and injured them, one, two of them critical. They in the transit lounge to go to Jahannam and the hellfire. Our brother was shot and becomes a martyr, remember that. That's 100% permissible. You take your gun, you take your knife, you take your car, and you drive into the jutla and so forth. All of them are mubahuddam. All of them are legitimate targets. And remember, the one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So we have no empathy, sympathy for any jutla in any part of the world who is a supporter of the apartheid terrorist Zionist regime of Israel. The Haaretz newspaper writes, BB, Netanyahu, they don't say Netanyahu, that we say, is a loser on the international stage, you see that. He talks big, but remember, hopeless, useless. The world knows that he and his government have committed genocide. We come in today is 1st October. So 7th October will be 2 years exactly. And still they cannot defeat Hamas, you must remember. Today they speak about the Trump plan, and BB and them accepted it. All bunch of haramis, remember that. How Allah disgraces them. So you see, America, what peace plan are you talking about? The whole world wanted ceasefire. 6 times you vetoed it. You President Biden, you President Trump, you are a bunch of war criminals, that's what you are. And you, your name is stinking. You're one of the worst presidents in the history of America, you see that. And they, Israel, are guilty of genocide. And we need to be clear, and that is the verdict of Amnesty International, the ICC, the ICJ, and your own Beit HaShalim and so forth. So none of them are Muslim, remember that. And they all said you are guilty. Now you come to the final stretch of the flotilla, you see that? And now they're on the verge of entering the Gaza border and so forth. So Israel is already threatening them and so forth. So Spain said, if any harm comes to them, then the ports in Europe will be closed. Spain will be closed for everything regarding Israel and so forth. So now they're weighing their options and so forth. Well done to Spain. Italy said, we will now take the flotilla right till the border. But from there we come back. We don't want problems with Israel and so forth. So anyway, halfway they helped also. This apology that Netanyahu, the war criminal, did, it was from a piece of paper Trump gave him. You read from here and then you apologize to the leaders and prime minister of Qatar. So imagine what a humiliation and disgrace. I sent it out last night, you see that. that how humiliated this grace he was and so forth. Now America is on the threshold of a shutdown. You know, America is 6 hours now. Let's say now by us it's 5 o'clock. It's not yet 5 o'clock, just example. So there by them it's 11 o'clock. So 12 o'clock midnight shutdown. The people will not get wages, the government cannot function and so forth, because Trump, the idiot, the moron, the pedophile, the rapist, you must remember, he sends the army to the Democrat places, you see. He sent to Washington, then he sends to Los Angeles, then he sends to Chicago and all this. So the Democrats say, Onsal Yorechmach, you see, that we will fix you up and so forth. So this is how they're fixing him up. They need extra funds, but now it must be given, the mandate and all that permission must come from them also, the Democrats. And they say, go to hell, Trump, we are going to sort you out and your Republicans. So they're all haramis, only one issue they agree on, and that is we must give money, money, money to Israel. Everything else, they're forever fighting the haramis. Trump, you harami, you can't run America properly. What you going to run Gaza for? Tell me that. And your illegitimate children are there. That is the Netanyahu, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. Now you want to bring the war criminal Tony Blair also inside. All these are a gang of war criminals and people who hate Islam and Muslim. But our Arab brothers and leaders, castrated, impotent, good for nothing. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sahih, authentic hadith, Waylul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. It means primarily the rulers. People are good normally. See, Morocco. So huge protests in Morocco, in Darul Bayda, Casablanca, and Rabat, and here and there, and so forth. You're spending millions and millions for the World Cup 2030 for the stadiums, and we haven't got food. We can't even pay our bills. And then you got ties with Israel, and the Moroccan people hate it. You must remember, why the hell do you have ties with Israel? You see, Israel are crooks. They steal the land of the Palestinians and occupy it. They are squatters and invaders. So they, the Moroccans, have stolen land of the Western Sahara. So both parties are crooks. So now Trump tells them, you are crooks, right? And I'm a crook also. So now, you know how much crookery he did. Go read there how many times he went bankrupt and all that. So you must remember that. Let us all crooks, Jamaatu Sariqeen. So now you all join the Abrahamic Accord. So they thought they did very good, but the people hate it and despise it. If they can catch that ambassador of Israel, they'll hang him there in Jordan, in Morocco, you must remember that. So big, big problems. Inshallah, they must kick out their king there. He's half drunk also. So most you, listen to this. Hey, you Jutla, Jutli, Zionists. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ Allah Jalla wa'ala lets time rotate amongst people, you see. Sometime happy, sometime sad. Sometime you are rich, sometime you are poor. Sometime you are healthy, sometime you are sick and ill. That is the system of Almighty Allah. So now both parties, both haramis, Republicans and Democrats, 100% pro-Israel. But the most U.S. voters today, they definitely oppose new aid to go to Israel. We are suffering here with this foolish policies of Trump and his tariffs, this huge inflation, and we can't meet our bills, and you're giving billions and billions of dollars to Israel. So the new generation is dead against Israel and the Zionists, and that will lead to the collapse of Israel. And the Americans will collapse. All this are going in that direction because of the zulm oppression they carry out. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Anybody, anything based on batil, falsehood, will perish sooner or later. In London, you must remember, UK, so there's a statue of Gandhi, you see. You know where Gandhi came from. You Memon guys, you'll know from where he came from. Poor Bandar Jovo. So I went to Porbandar, and I went to Gandhi's museum also, and so forth and so on. So they give you a funny story there, you know. They tell you that in the Gandhi museum in Porbandar, they say Gandhi one day told them that, okay, let me sleep this side and let a woman sleep on the other side. and then I will show you my willpower, and that I won't touch her, and all these type of things. So they explain all these type of things there. So there's a statue of Gandhi, you understood, there in London, and it was vandalized and desecrated and so forth. So obviously the government of India and the High Commissioner are very, very upset about it. Who did it? First thing, who they will blame? You know that. They will say some Muslim guy did it, but they don't have evidence and so forth. So but then they will jump to that conclusion. Another disgrace for Trump. So Trump wants to now deport the students who are Palestinian, although they got legal documents, visas, everything, or they are pro-Palestine and so forth. So the judge ruled, well done, honorable judge. He said, Trump, your verdict and all that is illegal to deport the Palestinian students as long as all their documents are in order. Another nail in Trump's coffin, you see that. In Africa, Congo, all the Jutlas and everybody is busy there, you see that, who want to enrich themselves illegally with the diamonds and so forth. So Joseph Kabila, he was an ex-president there, so now they passed a death sentence on him. But where is Joseph Kabila? He is right there. The M23 is harboring him and so forth. So big problems there. The white man will come always. And what? Divide and rule. We will give you money, you do this. The other white man will come, you do this and that. And they laughing all the way, making us fools and so forth and so on. So I told you the inflation is gone through the roof. Trump, you can trumpet away, but your inflation, your economic policy, your politics is not working. And inshallah, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabi ya arhamar rahimin ya qawiyu ya aziz. You're going to go to jail still, Trump. And you also, Netanyahu, because both of you are criminals, you must remember. So Herzog, the president of Israel, says, I'm mulling and I'm thinking of giving him, Netanyahu, the presidential pardon, so then he don't have to face all these court cases. And that. You see, this is how they work. Biden, the harami, before he finished up, then his son Hunter, who was hunting prostitutes and all that half the time and so forth, he gave him presidential pardon. Trump, he says, what the hell, there's 34 crimes and all that, I'm the president, I can pardon myself. So that is how they work. In Islam, there's nobody pardoning that. You must face the music. You must come and get your punishment. Justice, deen, that is Islam. See how these people, they play. The Israel also now, they're most disgraced and harami, you see that. So that's how they play the game. Majority Taylor Greene, she belongs to who? Trump's party. She tells them she's a thorn in their flesh. And she says, release the Epstein files. Come on, release it. She's making them go mad. So now they're threatening her. Sometimes they tell her they're going to sexually assault her. Sometimes they threaten her, they'll put her away. But she's sticking to her guns, you know. So we don't know you, but on this point we will say well done to you. I wrote a whole name here, Majority Taylor Greene. And these other guys are seeing red when she's speaking green. The blast kills 10 people in Quetta. You see, there's a military base there and so forth. So remember, Pakistan is surrounded by enemies. So that's a big problem for Pakistan. This side, India. That side, they got Afghanistan. So Afghanistan is their own stupidity, Pakistan. You see that? They could have had good cordial ties with them, but they spoiled it. Then they got Iran and so forth. So obviously, everybody will try and do something. YouTube to pay millions and millions of dollars to Trump because they made some derogatory statements against him and what have you. The Russians or Russian, the oil of Putin keeps on flowing on despite pressure from the US. And this was reported by Bloomberg. So well done from Russia, with love, you see that. Ryanair from Ireland will not be coming back this year to Israel. On Saint next Majalatadun, Ireland stands with us, Palestinians and so forth, and Muslims on many issues. So well done. You know how we have Mango and all that. That all died also. So Ryanair is like a budget airlines. They used to fly to Tel Aviv no more now this year. Very good. Don't ever come back also. Denmark is banning all civilian drones. You know? When we were young, there were one, two very, not guys like me, we are fools in these things, we don't understand all this technology and electronics. So guys, they had these mini planes and all that, you know, they could fly them around. So nowadays, they gave them a special name, drones. So in Denmark, the people, the civilians, nobody can fly drones now. Till the 3rd of October, so today, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, so there is prohibition. Why? Because of the European summit. Just now a drone goes up somebody's nose and so forth. There are people, they're crazy. Starmer, unpopular there in Britain, remember that. Can he survive? He only got 13% support. He thought he will be licking America and Israel. But the people said, hey, we must say Israel committed genocide and so forth. So Starmer, looks like you're also going to join Sunak, you see that? Sunak with the S and Starmer with the S and both going now down the wrong way. US wants the Bagram prison, you know why? They want to rewrite the history of the defeat against them by the Taliban and the Mujahideen. So this is what the whiteys do. That you see under apartheid, what they taught us in school. They just came and all their crimes against us non-whites, the blacks and the Indians, and we the Indians and colors, Indians they call us coolies, and the blacks they call them the K-word and so forth. So now they just, you know, they put a gloss on it, like you see that. So remember, that is what these guys want to do, to rewrite history. Majority Germans oppose NATO striking Russia. They know Russia will finish them up. See this guy, that is what I was telling you. How many people today? There is a guy in America and some of our people, some of them, they're very impressed with him. 100% Salafi. His name is Yasir Qazi. You'll see that. So his latest statement he made, he said all this about Ya'juj, Ma'juj and all that. It's all weak, weak ahadith and there's no such thing like that. They will come out and so forth and so on. So that already is kufr and is murtad out of the fall of Islam. I heard his one interview. He said this whole law of rajam, and that is when a person, male or female, commits adultery and a Muslim, so we must pelt them to death with the stones and so forth. He said that can't happen nowadays. We have to review it. That are his words verbatim. Who the hell are you to come review the laws of Islam, my brother? And not brother in Islam, brother in humanity, but that also I mustn't call you. So murtad in Islam, man baddala deenahu faqtuluh. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. When you change your religion, you must remember you chose Islam and then went to something else, then there's capital punishment, death for you. Then he says, scientifically, we can't prove the ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim and that are authentic. So what you call such people, I'm asking you. 100% Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizullah said he's a murtad and he said this is what I'm writing now and I'm going to prepare a booklet against him. That's Hazrat, you understood? So we'll send it out this morning, inshallah, pakka murtad. This is a very fishy story, you see that. The South African ambassador to France, they say he was staying there in a hotel and then from the 22nd floor, he jumped. Did he jump or was he pushed? You understand? That's what I want to know. So remember, they say he committed suicide and so forth. It's a very, very funny story if you ask me. But I don't know. Maybe the government accepts it. Then the guy got a job. Maybe he was involved in some hanky-panky business and they caught him. So they everywhere these cameras. Allah knows best, you must remember. U.S. places South Africa on the human trafficking list. They say South Africa, too much crime. It's gone beyond control, and the human trafficking also, you all are not, you all understand, controlling it. Are you controlling it, America? You got the biggest crime. Every second, third day, somebody is shooting somebody, you haramis. The Majlis wrote two articles against Sanaa yesterday. The first one I sent out in the morning, early morning, 6:15, 6:20, because I was so happy, you see that. But that article was very good. But in the afternoon, the one we sent out, that was an excellent word. إِنَّ الْمُؤَلِّفَ قَدْ أَفَادَ وَأَجَادَ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْضُوعِ Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizullah of the Majlis. There is no Maulvi, no Sheikh in the world who can write like him. You see, he said, takes out hook, you must remember, to the cleaners. Step by step by step, you must do this, you must do that, you must do. They don't owe me anything. I got no personal gripe. But we're standing for the truth and for justice, you must remember that. So all of you who gave any amount of money to Sawuk, 100 rand, 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, 100,000 rand, so many family members were going. So now go and have a class action done. Speak to your lawyers and follow Hazrat's advice. Then shall the proper dance. We must teach them a lesson. We don't want no amanat business here. We don't want no mabroor business here. You know how your people lost millions and thousands and so forth. Thousands of workers in South Africa in limbo. Because why? The trade agreement South Africa has with America expired yesterday. Now what is going to happen? They themselves don't know, you see that. So Eskom made a profit for the first time. You know Eskom, the guys in charge of our power, energy, electricity. From 2017, this is first time they made. I must say, Junaid Muntaha, go check that cartoon there in Citizen. Smart cartoon, you see that. Mbeki is there and he's pointing there to the board and he's telling Saral is a buffalo, you see. He got that 1 million, I don't know how many million buffaloes, so they put the horns for him and what have you. So he's looking. So ANC slogan, a better life for all. But at the bottom, better life for who? The parents of ours, the corrupted guys of ours, the crooks of ours. So Mbeki is telling Saral, this was for the poor and not for you guys and all that, you enriching yourself. So you must remember, well done to that guy. You hit the nail on the head. Last one, you must remember that there's a Hafiz. I don't know. Okay, Hafiz Pahad. He came for tafsir yesterday. He comes always 90% of the time. He's 38 years old and he wants to get married. He's a good youngster, mashallah. He reads Salat and everything, mashallah. Good akhlaq. So I told him, I'm going to announce your name. He said, yeah, please announce. So inshallah, any one of you, ladies, you don't have children, you're not married, he's 38 years old, you're 30 years old, 35 years old, so we can make some business there, you see. So 2-3 months ago, my brother Haji Ahmad Abdi took me to Kensington. He takes me some places I never saw in my life. So then we had lunch there at Dr. Harun Waraji's place, you see that. And then he got a son there. So then I told him, what's your age? He said 25 or something. He's an accountant. So I said, I'm going to announce about you. They thought I'm joking, but he said yes. And today he's getting married. You see that? His nikah is taking place today. Why today? Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahab, mashallah, is here at the Markaz in Johannesburg. And the nikah will take place during bliss of marriage. We'll give you all the details. So mashallah, any one of you, Hafiz Pahad is ready. Handsome looking guy. I asked him, you 25 or what? He said 38, you see that. So remember that. So inshallah, ask Allah for khair. Come Hafiz Wadi, let's fire up. Inshallah, we great to have good that's also left.
Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, if someone is owing you money and they're not going to pay you, can you offset that from your zakat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is example now. So Junaid Muntaha owes me 10,000 rand. He doesn't owe me 10 rand. I'm just example. So 10,000 rand he owes me. But now he don't want to pay. So I say I'll write it off as zakat. You can't do that. That zakat is not valid. When I gave it to Junaid Muntaha, then my intention was a loan. Repayable loan. Now, because circumstances have changed, so now I say zakat, so it's not valid. Why? Because when you gave it to him, there was no niyat, no intention for zakat. So therefore, to make intention of zakat, remember, is null and void. Yes, you can make intention of sadaqah, voluntary charity or something, but to say zakat, that's null and void and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, when you're in Madinatul Munawwara, which is the best place for you to recite these sort of words of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
For the men, you know, you come in through Babu Salam, door number one, and then they take you, you go through there. So now the police there and these Salafi characters, they don't even give you a chance, you understand? They'll just make Harrik, Harrik, Haji, and so forth. So my advice to you will be the men also that stand a little bit far, do it from the front also, but stand a little bit at the back and from there, nicely you can read Salat and Salam الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا المزمل، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا المدثر. So you can do that. I saw Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri many a time, right in the old Masjid Nabawi. Hazrat passed away in Shawwal in October, remember, 1977. So now in 74, 75, you, what Hazrat? So you must remember that right at the back there, from there Hazrat used to stand and then read the Salat and Salam and so forth. For you ladies, remember the place is restricted. So I would never tell you that you must push and jostle people and go. Stand a little bit far and from there you read your Salat and Salami and so forth and so on. Never ever show disrespect inside Masjid Nabawi. Somebody swears outside the Masjid and somebody swears inside the mosque. So then obviously it's worse. So therefore, for you ladies, you become overzealous, you know, and over-enthusiastic. And now you just want to go. That's not right there. So rather stand far and show respect and reverence to the Masjid. Show respect to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The slightest su'ul adab, disrespect, will take you out of the fold of Islam. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشكرون. Quran is saying, chapter 49, verses 2 and 3. So in the presence of the Master, رحمت للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم, the highest respect and reverence must be shown, and that's mandatory, compulsory.
What du'as can one read to remove the love of money and the love of this world?
Remember, the love for money and love for this world is innate, is inborn, inherent. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ. That embellished in the hearts of people is what? The love for women, that is for the men now, and the woman will love the men. And then loads and loads of gold and silver, nowadays dollars and euros and pounds and rands and rubles, and rubles is the currency of, you must remember, Russia, rials and all that. So remember. And then, وَذَابِ وَالْفِدَّ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ, branded horses. So people want to drive a this car. They want to drive the smart cars. I want the Merc, I want the BM, I want the Bentley, I want the Porsche, I want the Lamborghini, I want the Ferrari, and so forth. So like that it is. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are the provision goods of this worldly life, you see. So what do I going to read? Read after me. Imam Sufyan Thawri, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud, Sheikh Al-Azhar, big white beard he had. We met him in Karachi, we met him in Masjid Nabawi also, mashallah. I came to meet Hazrat bin Nuri and so forth. So, rahimahullah, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Great, great scholars they were. Now, he wrote a book called Amirul Mu'mineen Fil Hadith regarding Sufyan Thawri. If you want to become a true scholar, you want to become a true student, you must get that book, masterpiece it is. So there, Imam Sufyan Thawri, the contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa, used to teach the students one dua. Oh people, read this dua. Me and you, now we're going to read it down. Inshallah, Allah make it a reality. I give you the whole dua first. Allahumma aj'ali dunya fi aydina wa la taj'alha fi qulubina. Oh Allah, give us this dunya, but keep it in our hands, Ya Allah. Do not place it in our hearts, Ya Allah. We all love a good house, good now, good, you know, in the home. We all love a good, nice vehicle and all that. We all love to have a flourishing good business. We all love to have children that are excelling in their studies. We all love the good things of life and so forth. But the love of it must not be so much, it saturates our hearts. So today we took the deen and put it right in our hands, and the dunya we put in our hearts. Qalbi mawzu, totally opposite things. Sufyan Thawri, the Imam, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, is teaching us. Allah, now read. Allahumma aj'ali dunya, Allahumma aj'ali dunya fi aydina. Allahumma aj'ali dunya fi aydina Ya Allah, the dunya, whatever is permissible, give it to us, Ya Allah. We live like kings here in South Africa, many of us. Waja'alakum muluka, Quran says, you are like kings on this earth. Go and study the world, travel the world, then you will know what we have here. So Allahumma ja'ali dunya fi aydina, good house, good business, good children, good spouse, good money, good this, provided it's permissible. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Ya Allah, do not let this dunya and the glitter and glamour of this world saturate our hearts. Today, where are me and you? We will justify it. You tell the Maulvi, what the hell are you doing? You understand? You're building so many houses and properties and cars and all that, and you're missing Salat, you Jamaat and all that. He'll tell you, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. When that wealth becomes a distraction, then it is no more a rahmah, it's a zahma. It's no more a mercy from Almighty Allah. It's a curse and punishment from Almighty Allah. So you got it? So read chapter number 2, verse 201. And that is رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, which I read now. And read the dua which he, Imam Sufyan Thawri, he passed away in the year 148. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah passed away in the year 150. They used to have big debates and discussions also. So Allahumma ij'ali dunya fi aydina wa la taj'alha fi qulubina. Beautiful, wonderful dua. Ji.
Officer, what are the best du'as to read in order for me to be successful in my Hifz of Quran and also my Tajweed must be at its best?
Excellent question, mashallah, Hafizab. So now today is Wednesday. So write it down. Tomorrow, Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, right? So you are going to do the following. If you're a Hafiz or you know the surahs, then you read 4 rakat salat, like how you read before Zuhr. Surah Fatiha, and then 1st rakat Surah Yasin. 2nd rakat Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. And then 3rd rakat Surah Fatiha, and then after 2 rakats you sit for Tashahud, then you stand up. Then 3rd rakat Surah Fatiha, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter number 32. And thereafter Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi, chapter 67. You got it? So 1st Yasin, then Dukhan, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and then Surah Mulk Tabarak Alladhi. In that sequence, then you make dua. And Salatan aw Khamsan aw Sab'an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who came and said, Ya Rasulullah, that my memory is getting weak and weak. The Master al-Islam do, that's what I told you now. For 3 consecutive weeks or 5 or 7 weeks consecutively, he did it. He says, Famana Sayyidu Ba'adaya, don't forget, Allah Ta'ala gave me a powerful retentive memory. He says, you see that. Obviously, human beings, sometimes you'll forget, but generally, you won't forget and so forth. You see that. So that you must do. Like tomorrow night, inshallah, everything go according to schedule. So I will read Surah Kahf. Then I read these 4 surahs, all that, you see that. So then Allah gives you good memory, inshallah. And next one, to learn Tajweed, you don't have to become Qadi Abdul Basit and so forth and that. But what you must do, you must get the whole Quran Sharif, the entire. Go to Google and just put Quran and put Sheikh Abdul Basit, put Sheikh Khalil Husri. We met all of them. They are the greatest Qaris in the world. Whether we like, we don't like, we got too much ta'assub and we're very prejudiced and biased. The best readers in the world today are the Egyptians. You see, that's a different issue. There they don't have beard, and Sheikh Khalil Husri had a beard. When he came to Karachi, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri told him to make imamat, you must remember, Zohar time on top of it. So he read 2 rakats and we read the 4 rakats behind him. I remember these incidents with Allah's help. So you must take their entire Quran, let them read, and then you read with them after them. Then your tajweed will be 100% correct. You must remember that. So they asked Sheikh Khalil Husri and Sheikh Abdul Basit's teacher, Sheikh, what you say of your 2 great students? Which one is better? So he said that in qiraat, meaning when you read, you know, qiraat style and all that, so then Sheikh Abdul Basit is better. But when you read the hadar style, So like that, normal style, then Sheikh Halil Husri, what a wonderful answer he gave. Last question of his, what is Damat Barakatum? How's that I've told you today? You see that?
See, Mufti Sahib, when it comes to deen and business, must it be separated or what's Mufti Sahib, or what does the Sharia say?
You must remember that that question, some Maulanas, they say, that deen is our namaz, our roza, this, that. Business, you don't come tell us about Islam. Totally haram to make such statements. You can lose your iman. I don't say you lost your iman. I say you make all this nonsense, then remember. So now they want to deal in interest. They want to deal in haram things. Because they're dealing in it, they say, no, don't speak about deen in our business. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, they told him, ya Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, limadha ma sannafta fi zuhud? How come you never wrote a book on tasawwuf and tazkiyah and all that? He said, I wrote. See, where's your book? He said, go read my whole kitabul buyu. The whole the book on the business, transactions and finance. You practice on that, you'll become one of the greatest Sufis. Sufi is not only go shake your head and all that and wear your topi like a peer sahib and sheikh and start thinking you became a Sufi. Sufi is your business must be 100% Sharia compliant, not just today Sharia compliant of the banks and all these scholars for dollars and all that. So 100%, then you are the real Sufi. So there's no divorce and detachment between our ibadat and our muamalat and our business and all that. All that is deen. Allah give us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.